Welcome to Alabama AgCast, a weekly conversation about news and issues affecting Alabama farmers and forest landowners. Alabama AgCast is produced by the Alabama Farmers Federation.
Hello and welcome to this week's Alabama AgCast. I'm your host, Mike Moody. On this week's AgCast, our microphone travels to Puerto Rico during the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting, where Hunter McBrayer will talk to Daniel and Carla Trantham. The Tranthams were just named the nation's top young farm family during the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Hey, this is Hunter McBrayer, Young Farmers Director for the Alabama Farmers Federation, and I'm excited to be sitting in Puerto Rico with Daniel and Carla Trantham, the newly named Achievement Award winners for the American Farm Bureau. Daniel and Carla, tell me a little bit about what y'all are feeling right now.
I'm feeling kind of like a Ricky Bobby right now. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Just excited. I'm proud to have done this for Alabama.
Well, I can tell you that over the last year now, since y'all turned your first application in for our Outstanding Young Farm Family competition, going through the judging, working on the application alongside of y'all, I can't ask for two better people. From Alexandria, Alabama, you've been named the top young farm family in the country. To me, that's one of the most incredible things that we could ask for. I don't want to necessarily point it out, but we've never had one win from Alabama, and I think that speaks incredible things for y'all and your operation and your family. If you will, and y'all can do this either which way, Daniel, if you want to take a little bit of it, and Carla, you can too, share a little bit about y'all. Where did you come from? Tell me a little bit about your farm.
Well, I'll kick it off. I'm the third generation on our farm. Grew up in Alexandria, Alabama. Never lived or worked anywhere else in my life. Pretty proud of that. Proud of what my family has built there in Alexandria, and just proud to be back there and building on what they've done, and hopefully raising the fourth generation up to carry it on. We row crop and raise cattle on about 1,600 acres. 1,000 acres of it is the crop land with corn, wheat, soybeans, and cotton. Corn's our largest crop. We market our corn directly to consumers through our retail and wholesale business. So every bit of the corn we produce leaves our farm either in a 50-pound bag or in someone's a customer's bulk container that they bring to the farm. And that's made us stand out and be unique.
I think so too. You know, y'all have one of what I would consider, with that direct marketing piece, that and kind of the transition of y'all's farm over time. I'll get back to that in a second with you, Daniel. Carla, tell me a little bit about your role on the farm and how you keep things all moving in the right direction, I think.
Well, we also have a family-owned trucking company. We haul chicken feed throughout the Southeast and live birds. I run all of our payrolls for our entire operation, so all of our truck drivers, we employ our own mechanics in all of our locations, and then all of our farm hands. So I run payroll for about 300 people every week in our operation. I also work in our retail feed business. I talk to the customers via the face-to-face interactions, coming in, buying the feed, and I deal with a lot of bulk orders over the phone, setting up the feed stores and things like that with us, and then just get to do the farm thing with Daniel after work and on the weekends.
One of my most favorite quotes from you is, "We have cows, and I really like the cows, but I don't think the cows like me very much." And I think that's one of the funniest things that I've heard in one of our interviews over the years. So, Daniel, you mentioned you're a third generation farmer. And that you've never really lived or worked anywhere else, which I envy in some ways. And sometimes I say, oof, bless you, buddy. Y'all have a big family that y'all work with and are partners in multiple different things across the way. But Carla, did you grow up around agriculture?
I did not. I grew up actually in the neighboring town. I had no idea. I thought, like a lot of people, my food came from the grocery store. So marrying Daniel and entering into this agricultural world, it has been a blessing. I love every minute of it, and I have just jumped in head first. I do a lot of advocating for agriculture. We host a lot of farm days on and off of our farm, and really, really enjoy it. Some of the best people I've ever met in my entire life are in this industry.
Something that you know, I think sets you apart, and obviously some other folks think sets you apart too, is the direct marketing piece of your business. You know, there's so many row crop operations across the country that they market their grain in a traditional way. Tell me a little bit about, Daniel, I know that in years past, y'all were a decent size, pretty good size cotton farm there. How has that transition taken place, and kind of where are you now?
Well, yeah, like you said, Hunter, we were mostly cotton at one point in time during the early 2000s, and just when I got out of high school and was full-time on the farm, I really, really loved the idea of what I'm growing in this field. You know, when you're growing cotton, the cotton goes to the gin, goes to a warehouse, you never see it again. Growing grain, growing corn, I loved the idea of I'm growing this in my backyard, I ship it to my farm, and then I know the guy that I'm selling it to. You know, I know where it's going. So with that, you know, we started reaching out to more feed stores, really just marketing our product and pushing it a little bit more. And we were really just now just meeting demand. Demand is there for corn right now, and we're just filling the supply.
So part of this competition, of course, is how about your operation and how you've grown over time. And you know, as people I'm sure have read in our magazine articles and different interviews, you know, in many ways, doubled, tripled, changed the way that business was done. But another piece of this is about the engagement in the Alabama Farmers Federation and with Farm Bureau now, you know, with the American Farm Bureau Federation awarding y'all the Achievement Award. Tell me a little bit about your background with the Farmers Federation and how the Farmers Federation has helped you and hopefully what you can do for the future of the Farmers Federation. So,
well, I grew up not only farming, but I grew up attending county board meetings and conferences with my parents. Dad was elected to our county board when I was just a kid, and he brought us up, you know, attending conferences and meetings just like we farmed. So as soon as I was 18 and could join the young farmers, you know, of course I dove right in. And the networking, you know, over the years at different conferences and meetings across the state, you know, I can't express how much that means and how much that has helped me just by meeting other farmers and seeing what they do, telling them what I do, you know, bounce ideas off each other, you pick up new things, you know. Just that alone is worth it.
Well, you know, I think that, and Carla, well, I don't want to get off on a different subject. Carla, tell me about your background with the Farmers Federation. I like this part.
I didn't have any. So then when Daniel and I got married in 2020, again, I just started going to the meetings and was welcomed with open arms by our women's committee and was actually just elected to our state women's committee in December at our annual meeting. So I'm looking forward to getting in there and working with those women who are absolutely phenomenal. And so
one of the most rewarding, I would say, parts of my job, and I've been in a couple different ones here with the Farmers Federation, but one of the things that is unique to what we do is through the farmers or through the Young Farmers Program, we're able to, you know, build a network between young farmers, and y'all have done that over the years by being involved in the county level. The engagement side, I think, is one that where these competitions come into play. And you know, both of you now, and Daniel has been for several years. Carly, you're now on the State Women's Leadership Committee. Daniel's been on Wheat and Feed Grains and Soybean Committee and a couple other things. Is incredibly important, but that probably the next most important thing that is in my job and that I want to do is I get to help cultivate the next leaders of our organization. I think what makes the Farmers Federation one of the most special things is that we're not going out and finding people from across the country to help lead a federation and an insurance company. It's people from our county. So where do you see maybe your future with the Farmers Federation being?
Well, you know, several others, Jimmy Parnell being one, Zippy Duval just told us, you know, he won this award back years ago. I think winning this award just really springboards us, you know, in the Federation, in the Farm Bureau, our involvement. I mean, the amount of incentives the Young Farmers Program, you know, offers just to do these type of competitions, you know, that's great. We get prizes, but, you know, we really see the value of this organization. And hopefully one day, you know, we'll be the leaders. You know, I'd love to serve on the state board or you know, be a state director in some capacity. And I just really want to give back to the organization that has given us so much.
You know, as OIFF winners in Alabama, you've won a prize package now, and hopefully we're beginning to reap the benefits of some of that. For that's almost $80,000. Now that we have won here at the Achievement Award, y'all are the top young farm family. AFBF is going to give you $35,000 through the sponsorships from Ford to another Ford vehicle. And we're, of course, grateful for our sponsors, too. It's more than that. You know, a lot of people dream of this potentially life-changing opportunity, potentially life-changing prize package. Do you ever think of that you might be sitting in this chair talking to me? I didn't know that I'd be talking to you about it, so I'm excited. Tell me about that.
Absolutely not. This award, just the state award, is an absolute dream come true for us. From the moment I saw this award given at my first conference, right then that became my goal. And this national award now, this is just icing on the cake. This is just literally a dream come true for me.
Well, Carl, I know that you're going to be driving a Ford vehicle that we have. Hopefully, we're going to see a lot more Fords up there on the Trampa farm. So,
it's never a dull day on the farm, especially when your day starts before the sun comes up. We're Alabama Ag Credit, and while some don't get it, we do. As the local experts in rural real estate financing, we've helped farmers finance everything from homes and land to tractors and crops. Because sometimes your natural resources need financial resources.
You know, I'm going to stop for a second right there and talk about the investment that y'all put back into agriculture, not just through the Farmers Federation. Carla, you mentioned earlier about farm days and doing things at your kids' school. Y'all are incredibly active when it comes to hosting people on your farm, but also in the county FFA and doing all these things. Tell me a little bit about that and how you think that will make a difference in the future.
Well, we are. And our kids are very involved in pig shows on a local level. And that alone, we keep our kids involved in it. Number one, you have to develop a passion for this within your children. And if we're not doing it, nobody else is going to do it. So they see that. They have to tend to their own animals. I don't do it for them. But it is also a great conversation starter for them within their schools and their classes. They tell all of their friends about it. And, you know, we've encouraged several people to get involved. We also work with the kids there again locally, that the show pigs. We sell all of their hog feed to them at cost. I mean, we don't upcharge it for them at all, and that really helps them. There's some great incentives there for that. And then also the farm days. I mean, I couldn't tell you, the last time we were at a fall festival a couple of weeks ago, we were told, I didn't know cotton grew on a plant. And I was actually astonished. I mean, I didn't grow up farming, and I knew that cotton, you know, came off of a plant. So it's getting out there. It's telling our side of the story. It's getting our narrative correctly, because it's not being told well by the media. And so I think it's important for us to get out there and advocate for what we love.
Well, I can tell you, I couldn't be more excited to have two incredible advocates for not only Alabama agriculture, but for young and beginning farmers, for the United States agriculture, really. I mean, you're on a national stage with this, and I'm so proud to call you two friends and Farm Bureau family, Alabama Farmers Federation family. And tell me, as we get off of here, what the Federation means to you two. How has the Federation and Young Farmers kind of changed the trajectory of a few things? And you know, I mean, you can butter me up if that's what it takes. I'll take it.
It's changed the way that I think our future will not go. I mean, definitely one of us will chair some state board, I'm sure. But it changes the trajectory of our kids' futures. As involved as we are, they'll come up doing and wanting to do the exact same thing.
And the quality of people that the Alabama Farmers Federation employs, I can't say enough about all of you. I mean, the way y'all treat us and work with us, that inspires us to work with people in the same way. I mean, we have just been overwhelmed by the help and just the love and the kindness and just the way we feel like family. And some of you, you know, we just met, you know, recently, and it just carries over into our lives every day.
Well, that, and I should say too, the amount of the older generation who have said, we won that award when we were about y'all's age. And now look at them, and they're still so involved. Like, that's what Daniel and I want to be in 20 years. We want to still be encouraging these young farmers to do the things, because it helps you learn about you and your operation, and it gives you a better perspective and I think a deeper gratitude for what you have and what you get to do.
I'm happy that you feel that way, because I'm going to put you to work this year as being an outstanding young farm family winner in our state, and you know, obviously in your commodity divisions too. You'll get to serve on our state young farmers committee, get to build relationships with those folks from across the state. I'm just excited to see how the future treats you two and the encouragement that y'all give. Again, we're wrapping up here with the Alabama Farmers Federation Outstanding Young Farm Family. We're wrapping up with the American Farm Bureau Federation's Achievement Award winner. That's the top young farm family in the country here in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And we cannot be more excited to have y'all represent us in Alabama.
Thank you so much, Hunter.
And now, your weekly AgCash wrap-up.
And now some news in the wrap-up. Alabama farmers will soon benefit from an agreement signed January 8th to ensure producers' right to repair their own farm equipment. The Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, was signed between American Farm Bureau Federation, of which Alabama Farmers Federation is a member, and John Deere during the 2023 AFBF Convention in Puerto Rico. The MOU is a culmination of several years of discussion between AFBF and John Deere that sets parameters and creates a mechanism to address farmers' concerns. John Deere commits to engaging with farmers and dealers to resolve issues when they arise and agrees to meet with AFBF at least twice a year to evaluate progress. The Federal Communications Commission released the National Broadband Map in November. American Farm Bureau Federation Governmental Affairs Director Emily Buckman explained that the new map displays specific location-level information regarding broadband services available. A link to that map is located in the show notes. The Alabama Peanut Producers Association, or APPA, seeks eligible peanut producers who are interested in serving on the National Peanut Board. APPA will hold a nominations election to select two nominees, each for member and alternate, to the National Peanut Board during a meeting on February 2nd. A link to that meeting is in the show notes. The pork checkoff rate dropped by 5 cents on January 1st to 35 cents per 100 of value. This change is a result of a resolution passed by voting delegates at the 2022 Pork Industry Forum. Some upcoming meetings to note: Alabama Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association will hold its annual conference and trade show in Gulf Shores February 9 through 12. Young Farmers Conference will be February 24th through 26th in Birmingham. Farm tours and live auction are backed by popular demand. Register by January 25th. And the Washington Legislative Conference will be held March 7 through 10 in Washington, D.C. Registration closes January 27th.
Alabama AgCast is sponsored by our friends at Alabama Ag Credit. Give them a call for all your farm and land financing needs. For more information about today's conversation, check out the show notes or visit alphafarmers.org/agcast. Be sure to follow Alabama Farmers Federation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tune in next week for another timely conversation from Alabama AgCast.